Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a beautiful day to be in Christ Jesus. It's a beautiful day to live for the Lord. It's a beautiful day to love God's people and to pray for them. Greetings in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to another exciting night here on the Prophetic Conference Line, where the word of the Lord comes alive. We pray that your spirit will be blessed and your soul will be fed. We pray, hallelujah, glory to God, that the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding will come to you from the word of the Lord. So call, tweet, text, invite friends and relatives to come and hear a word as God's word come forward from the anointed men and women of God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night in the word on today. Amen.
Amen. Scripture reference shall be taken from Psalms 100, and I'll be reading in its entirety. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, thankful unto him. And bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Mother Goya. Okay, please go ahead. If you're praying, we can't hear you, woman of God. Mr. Tracy, you can go forward.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy and worthy to be praised, Father God, and there's none like you on all the earth. We have searched all over, Father God, and found none like you, none so kind, none so caring, none so loving, and none so faithful, none so holy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, none so righteous. And, Father God, we just thank you, God, for bringing us through this day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. And, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and we lift up each and every person under the sound of our voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and we pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. You will meet them at their point of need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for those, Father God, that are oh, God, that are sick on today. Father God, we pray, Father God, right now that you would give them a touch in their body, Father God, that you would strengthen them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name. And we cancel everything that's not like you operating in these bodies, Father God. We send it back to the dry place. We bind it up right now, the spirit of infirmity. Right now, we send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we're praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah for those, Father God, that are bereaved on today. Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you would just cover them, Father God, that you would strengthen them, Father God, that you would lift them up with your right, mighty right hand, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would just, oh, God, wrap your loving arms around them, Father God, and comfort them in this time, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We do lift up our children on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The children all over, young and old, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. You will cover them and keep them, Father God, even as they go to and fro, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would stir up the gifts on the inside of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would meet each and every one of their needs, Father God, that you would take them higher and deeper and you would draw them nigh to you, Father God. And Father God, we're praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for our lifeline conference, oh God, on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that's taking place on this week, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We pray for all of the people coming from every which way, Father God, from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We pray traveling mercies for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, for the leaders, oh, God, that will be speaking. Oh, God, on this weekend, we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for Apostle Maurice Simmons, Father God, use him for your glory. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, put a rhema word in his mouth. And we're praying for Dr. Carlina Wilkes, Father God, glory, hallelujah, use her for your glory. Father God, take her higher and deeper in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, God. Put a rhema word in her mouth, and we pray and for, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, Pastor James, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Use her for your glory, Father God. Take her higher and deeper in you, oh, God, glory to your name, and put a rhema word in her mouth and strengthen them, Father God. Strengthen Prophet Matthews, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Use him for your glory. Take him higher and deeper in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Place a hedge of protection around all of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. We want to bless you, and we want to praise you, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let there be extraordinary, oh, God, moves, oh, God, from you, Father God, in this conference, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, miracle signs and wonders. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Let them be unleashed, Father God. Let no one come in the same way they went out, Father God. Let deliverance take place, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we just want to thank you. We want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as we begin to conclude the fast, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Strengthen the body, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we just want to bless you, and we want to praise you, and we're praying for your people everywhere, all over, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even tonight, Father God, as the word comes forth, Father God, let it fall on good ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let someone get set free, saved, and delivered. And we just want to thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, for us to come together on this line tonight. God, we pray, Lord God, that the word that comes forth in the mighty name of Jesus will set your people, Lord God, into a new place in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you want to share your love and your affection through the word of God on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to bring clarity, Lord God, and you're going to bring, Lord God, all that your people need on tonight, Lord God, as the word comes forth in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you're incredible, you're awesome, and you're mighty to save, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look to you, oh God, and knowing that everything that we need, Lord God, all we have to do is ask in your name, and it shall be done. So, Father, we ask on this night, Lord God, that you would saturate your people right now in the name of Jesus. Many people are getting off of work, Lord God, trying to do what they need to do to get on this line, Lord God. But I pray, Lord God, that there be no distractions in the name of Jesus, that people will have their hearts and their minds ready to receive in the name of Jesus. Let their eyes, Lord God, look upon the pages of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, let them be fed in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have the opportunity to open ourselves up to you tonight, mm-hmm. God. And, Lord God, as the Word comes forth in Jesus' name, thank you, Father, that it's going to dissect us, Lord God. Dissect us with your word in the name of Jesus. Remove anything that is not like you in the name of Jesus. And God, even when you, Lord God, do the surgery on and in through us, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're depositing, Lord God, the things that we need in our bodies, Lord God, the things that we need in the body of Christ, Lord God, to help us to move to the next level in you, Father. We thank you, Father, that we have faith and trust in you and you alone, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we can look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that those that are coming near and far, as the woman of God prayed earlier, Lord God, about those that are coming to this conference, Lord God, we believe you, Lord God, and I concur with her in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that there's going to be an explosion of your spirit in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the time, Lord God, that we're going to be able to soak in your presence, Lord God, and feel your embrace even the more, God. We just don't want no ordinary conference, God, but we want more of you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that lives will be changed, hearts will be mended, Lord God. Relationships will be restored in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that there'll be miracles and signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. God, we even believe it, that the blind eyes will be opened in the name of Jesus, physically and spiritually in the name of Jesus. God, we also believe you, Lord God, that limbs will be restored in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those that once were bound by, Lord God, by the wheelchair in the name of Jesus, or, Lord God, paralyzed, oh God, we believe you, Lord God, that they shall recover in the name of Jesus. God, we believe you, Lord God, that you're going to, Lord God, those that are deaf in their ears, oh God, shall be unplugged in the name of Jesus and restored in Jesus' name. Those, Lord God, that have cancer and any kind of elements in their bodies, Lord God, we're believing by, Lord God, that you're going to restore them in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to give you praise and glory and honor, oh God. We praise and magnify you, oh God, because you are worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you're going to do. We give you glory and praise because we know that it's all about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all of those that have prayed on tonight, those that are praying in the background. We ask that no backlash or retaliation come against them, Lord. We thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, because it's you that we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Oh, God, hallelujah, as we stretch forth our hands, Lord God, up into heaven, Lord. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that our spiritual antennas, Lord, hallelujah, will tap into more and more in-depthness of you, Lord, that we will gather wisdom and knowledge and understanding from all that you've sent forth, oh, God, through your word and through the vessels, oh, God, that you have appointed and chosen for this hour and this season. We pray for your people everywhere, far and near. And, God, right now, hallelujah, Lord, those that have, God, that are sick and afflicted in their body, we pray, hallelujah, that you would touch and deliver. We pray for those behind prison walls, those on the missionary fields in urban and foreign lands. We pray right now for our soldiers, those behind, oh, God, prison walls, those in the nursing homes, oh, God, those that have addictions, oh, God. We pray for the backslider on today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I concur, Lord God, that these signs shall follow them that believe. And, Father, we are believers of oneness, oh, God, hallelujah, in you. And we thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that you will continue to touch the men and women of God that is on assignment, oh, God, to do what you would ask them to do in the name of Jesus, not compromise the word of God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, allow the anointed to speak through them. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord God, that you, oh, God, you will speak through them, Lord God, hallelujah, with the power and authority, oh, God, that you have dealt and dwelt in, inside of them, Lord. And I thank and I praise your name, oh, God, hallelujah, Lord. Use your people, use your people, use your people.
together, those, oh God, the people this daily that there's going to be added to the church, such as you want to be saved. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Mother Boyer.
Amen. Want me to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, we come tonight and say thank you. We come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and mercy, how it continues to hold us up, Lord God. We just come to bless your wonderful name tonight. Your word said, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we thank you for your drawing power in this hour. May you be continuously glorified. We come to bless your name for many breakthroughs, Lord God. We just say thank you, Lord God, for making our enemy our footstool, Lord God. We just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God, because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for strength. And we come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line tonight to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our homes, in the nursing homes, in the hospital, in the sick and the shut-in homes, in the name of Jesus. You healing the babies of cancer, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let their moms and dads be a testimony how you healed their babies, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We plead the blood over our neighborhood, over our neighbors and their children, Lord God. And we say thank you for doing a new thing around them, through them, and for them, Lord God. And we just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God, because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength tonight. We thank you for your peace tonight. We thank you for showing up and showing out in this upcoming conference, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, it saturates us right now, God, for what you're going to do in our lives on the 25th, 26th, and the 27th, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and continuously to pour out back into prophet as he pour out to your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory. We thank you for Rita, she faithfully works behind the scene, Lord God. Continually bless her, Lord God, and her entire family, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just lift up all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to you, Lord God. The right people in their path, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that will speak you to them and draw them to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are married to the backsliders. You love them, Lord God. So slide them back to you, that only you can do, Lord God. And we just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God, because we are absolutely nothing without you. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come to cast the care of the world on your shoulder in the mighty name of Jesus. Your shoulder is equipped to carry it, not ours, Lord God. So we just come to cast everything on you in the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way on this line tonight. Deliver and set free. In your precious son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m. Get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor
Realtor Sandra Gainey.
Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988 or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Hallelujah. Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Laron Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And we thank God for those of you who are listening in far and near from different parts of the world. certainly give God praise and give him glory and honor for your connecting with us. And thank you for putting us on the map. Amen. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening to us. And thank you for being part of this season of what the Lord is doing and how the Lord is doing what he does. So I don't take it lightly. Many of you all who listen in from different parts of the world, and to show your genuine help, support, and prayer for the ministry and the work that we're doing. So certainly I thank God for our partners who have partnered with us through this vision, through the season of the vision, through the season of the ministry, through the season of the advancement of the ministry, and the list goes on. So we thank you for your tremendous support, help, and prayers and love. So we thank God for you on today. Well, tonight I want to talk about the vision of this prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Those of you who are listening in and following us on following us via Blog Talk, you can share with others and invite them to listen in and share it. If you're following us, share with others who are connecting with us, interconnecting with us, because I believe this is going to be a powerful time, powerful word from the Lord on today. I'm not going to be long-winded with it. I'm going to deal with some points, and certainly we're not going to hold you long. But before I go any further, I want to we want to thank God for the fast that we're on, and those who are seeking God with us and believing God with us, and along the way praying and standing in the gap and letting the Spirit of the Lord God have his way in you and through you. We thank you, all of you, for your prayers and your support in this time. The countdown is on. And so not the countdown for the fast, but the countdown is on for what God is doing for many of us in this very critical time and window that we're in. Because in this window that we're in, we're getting ready to see some powerful things begin to unveil for all of us. All of us, and I say all of us, I'm telling you, all of us. We're watching many things that God has his hand on us in, and he has his hand on us through it. And we're getting ready to seize our season and seize what God has for us. And so in saying that, we thank God for those who have been faithful and dedicated and committed to standing in the gap and standing on the word of God during this fasting time. And many of you, you're watching a spirit of acceleration that is moving through a lot of you all. Things are accelerating at an alarming rate. So many things are accelerating at a fast pace for us. And so you're watching some things, even if you ask the Lord to, you believe in God for whatever you believe in God for, you're watching an accelerated pace of that during the fast. And we ask God to do, we're asking God through our sacrifice and the giving of ourselves that he will move on our behalf. And I could tell you one thing, the Lord is not letting none of us down. He's not letting none of us down during this. Doing a strategic fasting time. He's keeping his word towards us and to us. So, believers, all I can say to you is buckle your spiritual seatbelt up and watch God manifest himself for you. Okay? And watch him begin to do what he said he's going to do for us in this hour that we're in. Amen. All right. Countdown is on. This week we're 5 days away from our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2021, 10 years. And people of God, excitement is in and going on in the city. I just talked to my sales account at the radio station, and he was just letting me know, just sharing with me. That's why I was a little late jumping on. We were talking about how they're promoting the conference in the Chicagoland area. They're telling people about it. It's on the station. And so how people are listening to it. And I was trying to figure out why we were getting last minute people calling, but Administrator Brown just found out they're promoting it like wildfire right now. So we got people just, you know, wanting to participate and be part of the conference, and some are calling in. So we just come on, just enjoy. Amen. Come on and be part of the conference. It's going to be a great one. Thanks to God. And we're preparing our sanctuary here for many of you that's going to be coming. There's something that the Lord you know what? Touch your group and say, we just shift. Touch somebody. I look at somebody and say, we just shift. We're going to talk about the vision. But let me close my note up. We just shifted. Touch your group and say, we shift. Prophet, just shift the line again. All right, I'm going to put this up tonight. Because I believe right now that there's some men and women of God on here who have been following us on our conference line, who have connected with us. And I will tell you this without any loss of sleep. Those who have connected with us in this season, you're in the right place at the right time. And I will say that unequivocally. You're at the right time. You connected with us at the most greatest time of your life. So you connected now. You picked the perfect time. You came in at a right time. You came in at the rich time, the benefit time, the great time. So first, I want to say that to you all, not because of us, because of the opportunity, but the presence of God that's moving and the things that God is doing and the momentum. Because most of us survived the obituary year of 2020 to come into 2021 with just some residue of things you encounter. And some came in with the spirit of grief, but most came in with the spirit of increase. Look at somebody say, the spirit of increase. I came into 2020 with the spirit of increase and an increase of God. But anyway, I'm going to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference tonight real quickly. I got to write a note down because the man at the radio station, the gentleman at the radio station shared some things with us. So we're going to talk about that real briefly. And then we're going to open up the live. And I just want to hear the praise report of those who've been fasting thus far and to hear how God moved for you during this fast as we're coming to the finale of it now. Some of us are going to continue all the way up to the day of the service, and then some is you just got to get you some chicken, and you got to get you some fish and some greens, cornbread, and the list goes on. So and those who like steak, and you know, amen. But those who stand there for us, we bless the Lord for you. And then those who decide to do what they need to do, I'm an understanding person. However, the longer you last on the fast, the longer you last in this season. So we just bless the Lord for you. All right, let me talk about the vision of this prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1. And Habakkuk said these words in chapter number 2, verse number 1. He said, I will stand upon my watch. And I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait, and I will watch, excuse me, and I will watch to see what he would say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved, Then he said in verse number 2, he said, write the vision write the vision. Look at somebody say, write the vision. When you write the vision, you eliminate diversion. Look at somebody say, when you write the vision, you eliminate diversion. Great visionaries write the vision, and they eliminate diversion from people in the vision and others that will come. So write the vision and make it plain upon what tablet, that they may run that readeth it. Amen. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Listen here. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Faith, mystery of the kingdom, will be the sound of destiny. Mystery of the kingdom will be the sound of destiny. For the just shall live by faith. That means for somebody right now listening in, you're not negotiating your inheritance. I'm not negotiating my inheritance. My inheritance is not in the negotiation stage. My relationship is not in the negotiation stage. I'm not negotiating my gold mine. I'm not negotiating what is happening. I'm about to preach, but I'm going to slow it down. All right. The vision of the prophetic council line is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of the dialing of the phone. That's 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. This people, his people. And to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch. A generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart. Kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy in his promise for the total person. The mission is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within you. Activation. Trust you people say, activation stop you from acting up. Oh, wow. I'm going through my message on Saturday. Good God Almighty. I'm giving you out a clue. Well, write it down anyway. Say, activation stop you from acting up. Hallelujah. Touch TV again. Say, activation stop you from acting up. So, this is powerful. Yeah. Because some people need to be activated. You know why you need to be activated? Because you can be imparted into. If most people get that proper activation, they wouldn't be acting up. Amen. They would not be acting up. All right. So that's the vision and the mission of the prophetic conference line. All right, real quickly. We thank God for WYCA 102.3 FM and there. In support of our conference 2021 and those who are standing with us from the radio station and standing on the word with us. So we thank God for them promoting it. So that's why we're probably hearing more people come in and wanting to be part of it, part of the conference 2021. So we're looking forward to a powerful time and talking to our great friend, my sales accountant at the radio station. He's just letting me know that they're promoting it. And I already knew, but he just needed to let me know that they were, as they say, taking it to another level for us. But nonetheless, we thank God for all that they're doing and all of the support that we're giving for the conference 2021. All right, so many of us have been in a very hungry place, but not only hungry, but spiritually growing and developing. And God is doing anything in us in this season as we're seeking the face of God in our fast. And the Lord is doing some mighty powerful things for us who have been fasting and laying before the Lord and staying on the altar of releasing, staying on the altar of with God concerning our fasting. So we're watching things begin to accelerate. Things are happening very quickly for many of you. And I'm just going to open up this little time. Do anybody have a praise report of what this fast have been doing for them leading up to the conference 2021? You're going to meet a lot of people. Some of you are going to be able to put voice with a face and a face with a voice. It's all coming together divinely. The work of Administrator Rita Bryan and administrative team here, we thank God for you. But what I'm going to do is open this time up for those who have a praise report or someone going to share what thus far this fast has been doing for us and how you've been blessed by the fast. And what is the Lord speaking to you concerning the fast? If you're on Blog Side, you're on the Blog Talk Side, what you do is hit one. Please share it on your Facebook page with others. You can take it from Administrator Brian page and share it so others can call in if they want to call in and connect with us.
Prophet, I have a testimony.
Come on in, Mother Gwen.
Well, since I've been working up toward for the conference, I got blessed with a trip from Chicago to Grand Rapids for the weekend, and I'm going back home tomorrow, and then I'll be coming to the conference on Friday. And I've just been, this door's been just opening up for me that I didn't expect to open up, and they just, oh, God is doing a new thing for me.
Amen. Bless the Lord, Mother Gwen. Thank you.
All right, God bless you. The round-trip ticket from Chicago to Grand Rapids. And I'll be leaving tomorrow morning. Then while since I've been here, I got blessed with a shopping spree this morning. So he's just been doing miracles for me.
Mm-hmm. And you know something, Mother Gwen, you deserve it. Because for how many years Mother been with us? Mother Gwen?
10.
Been
the whole 10.
You've been the whole 10. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Mother Gwen has been with us the whole 10 years. So,
yes, sir.
Mother, your love and your faithfulness and your dedication and your commitment has granted you these access. And because you just been so faithful, when people bailed out, you stayed strong. When people quit, you stayed strong. We just thank God for you, just another, just being a powerful example of dedication, just a dedication to the work. And you getting up at 5 in the morning and praying with us and standing with it. We're so godly proud of you, Mother. We thank God for you, because I tell you.
I thank God for you, Prophet.
Amen, my son. Amen. We just bless the Lord for so many of you have been really, really dedicated and committed. So I honor the Lord. I just honor the Lord for Mother Gwen. And
today I get the glory.
You've been a faithful person. When we call upon you, Mother, you hear. I remember when you did, one year you did a praise dance with broken chains. And mother, you came through there with that demonstration and breaking the chains there in Indiana. So we just thank God for you, mighty woman of God. Some of our faithful leaders and people went on to be with the Lord. Thank God for you, mighty woman of God, and your love and your long suffering and your patience and who you are. So I give God praise, glory, and honor for you on today. And I celebrate the goodness and the graciousness of God over your life and who you are to so many people's lives. Mother, thank you so much.
Thank you, Prophet. See you Friday.
All right. We're looking forward to it, Mother.
All right. Love you, Prophet. Tell Mom and Dad I love them.
I sure will. I definitely let them know. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Bless you. A shopping spree, man. Look at that. In a free vacation, travel. I mean, can't beat that kind of a blessing. But we just honor the Lord for gracious, how gracious God is. And to Mother Gwen. Amen. And to so many others who are connected with us and who have been really faithful. So I just bless the Lord for you on today. Honoring the Lord for the mighty work. All right, faithful God. Anyone else have a praise report? Something they would like to say that the Lord has done for them. And hallelujah. Amen. And now, if you're on the blog side, if you're on Blog Talk, all you have to do on Blog Talk is hit on Blog Talk, hit the one button on Blog Talk. If you're on the conference line, you're on the conference line. What you do in a conference line is just hit star 6 and come in. We have a praise report what the Lord has done for you. We're in the final week, so we're doing many things in this final week.
We're going to God and Pastor Matthew.
Amen.
I give glory, honor to the Most High. He's brought me through from many turmoils and challenges. I also want to thank the Lord for you as well as your panel. Throughout these years, I've been following you all since 2013. The day that I can get all this information, it is tremendous help to all to our family. I commend you, congratulate you on your anniversary. I wish I was able to come and visit you, y'all.
Amen.
Love you.
Well, that's really our conference. I think it's your conference.
Conference call.
Yeah, the celebration of our conference. Yeah.
Right. I really love you all. Mother Susan.
Amen.
The love you guys, and I wish the best for you all.
Thank you, Sister Yolanda. We appreciate you too. You've been following us. You said since 2013. Been following us since 2013.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Those 2013 and 2021. 9 years, so we thank God for 8 years. And, that's what 2013, what is it, 13?
Yes, sir.
For 8 years, so thank you so much for your support and following us. Oh, my God, bless you on today.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Bless God. Thank God for those who have been following us, Administrative Bryant, and riding on this journey with us and being committed to it. We just bless the Lord for you and you on today. And those who strongly stand focused with us and standing on the Word of God with us. So we thank God for each and every one of you all as well. All right. Anyone else? On today. And Yolanda, you're from Louisiana, right? Amen. Bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah. All right, anyone else got a prayer report or want to make a comment or statement on tonight? Looking forward to a great time. In
Hello.
The Lord and great time in the ministry. Hello. Top of the evening. Hello, how are you?
Hi, this is Tasha from California.
Okay,
Tasha. I'll be on with Tamika. We do the Bible study Wednesday. You talk to me a few times.
God bless you all.
I have a testimony. Saturday, I was in a four-car crash, pile up on the freeway. And it just been, let me just tell you about the accident. So four-car crash, pile up. Me and my son, okay. He have a broke finger. I'm just all bruised up and bumped up and everything. They took me to the hospital. They transferred me to trauma because I hit my head, but he was trying to say that I possibly, like, have air pockets in my brain because my head hit the steering wheel. And then the airbag deployed. But what I want to say is that this morning I had an emotional breakdown because, you know, just being in the hospital, I didn't realize until I got home that I'm still here. And God kept me. And the more I do his word, the more I'm getting attacked because I'm not living the world. I'm living the word. And every week has been something. And God has kept me. So for me to be in a four-car crash and my car is completely totaled, and my son is okay. He has a broken finger. God kept us. And this is the son that was giving me problems a week ago. You know, he just put holes in my door for not getting his way. I have a 14-year-old teenager that's been just cutting up, and I said, I rebuke you, devil. You know, because he know my weakness, and my weakness is my children. And he's been attacking me, like, nonstop. Since me and Tamika have been doing Bible study every Wednesday, I swear, we've been getting attacked from every angle. And I just want to thank God and just give him glory. And I just been thanking him all morning, you know, all morning. And just seeing what's around me, seeing, you know, just I was telling Tamika, like, you know, just the energy in my house and having bad spirits. You know, I went through my whole house. I put a holy water all from every door to the window to the walls. You know, because I'm just it's been a fight.
Yeah.
You know, but I just want to share that I'm still here, and God kept me. So I know that He got me, because it could have been so many accidents, and people don't make it, and I walked away without a scratch. You know, I'm sore. Don't get me wrong for pulling my son out the car, but I'm still here.
And
God is just so good. You know, God is so good because in that moment, I didn't know what was going on when the cars was hitting me. It was like a light just flashed. You know, and I can't do nothing but continue doing his work. You know.
Amen.
And tell the devil to get behind me. Because he's busy. You know, he's busy. And I just want to thank you for just, you know, your ministry and us be able to talk and for the Facebook to just being able to call you. And you got, you know, I was planning to come to your conference, but now I'm all broken up, you know, now I got to deal with what's in front of me now, you know, and I pray that, you know, anything can change. Anything is possible. I might even be there on Friday. So, God's will, I will be there. That was the plan, me to fly out with Tamika now. You know, the devil, you know, he's busy. He's trying to stop me at every track.
Amen.
And I noticed that, you know.
Wow.
Me coming home last night, you know, and you talked to my ex-fiance who still lives here. I told him he got 30 days to get out because the devil is alive. For somebody to come home from the hospital I haven't even set one foot all the way in my house. As soon as I get in here, you ask me to cook you a steak. I could have been dead. Are you kidding me? The devil is alive.
My God.
I just want to share that with everybody in this line that I'm still here by the grace of God, and I love him, and I thank him. I thank him. And I know that I'm it just made me feel like what me and Tamika are doing is what we're supposed to be doing.
Good God almighty.
And I just wanted to share that with you guys and thank God and just keep myself, just continue praying for me.
Amen. Woman of God, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Give me your name again.
Tasha. My name is Tasha, yes. I'm the one out of Pomona, yes.
Oh, okay.
Pomona, California.
Tasha. And Tasha, what's your last name?
Stills.
Okay. All right. Bless you, woman of God. Tasha Field. Wow. What a powerful praise report. Woman of God, I tell you, is nothing but the hand of God. And then you said, what transpired, and then you said you don't know if you're gonna make it, but then you said you're gonna make it. That you sound like my administrator Brian, administrator with the Brian, my administrator who's on here. Her experience with her son being in a car accident, but she just pressed in every night, just like the power of God. And so many times, people of God let things that transpire shake them, but nothing shook you. It's a shaking in the land, but they hear your strength and the power of God over you. It's a powerful place to be in. We bless the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't even tell you why I was getting on the freeway. I was going to L.A. to go see my godmother, who they had called and told me that I need to come see her because she might not make it through the night. And I didn't even make it, and she passed. But I'm at peace, you know. I'm at peace. And then I'm sitting in the hospital room in a trauma center every 30 minutes it was a cold gold, cold blue, and I'm laying in my bed. After they gave me some medicine, some morphine, and they gave me some pain medicine, and I'm just asking God to save these people next to me. Save them, you know?
Well, that's like Jesus on the cross.
Words can't even describe how I feel, but I woke up this morning just shouting and crying and screaming and thanking him to just spare me and my son, because to look back and look at what my car looked like, I'm like... And I'm checking myself to see if I'm bleeding. I'm like, am I bleeding? You know, it's just, I just, glory to God. Glory to God, you know.
Man.
Glory to him. And he got
me. Think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Man, we going to have some, see, that's what this conference is about, shouting. I was talking to one of my leaders today, and we were talking today, woman of God. And we were sharing today, and she was talking about when she shout, people don't really understand why you shout the way we shout or do what we do, because they watch and see and look, but they don't know what we're shouting for. They don't know why you standing here today. Or you can praise God like you praise God and lose yourself like you lose yourself. And I preach with a passion for the kingdom, for God's people, because people don't understand. You were in how many car pileup you were in?
It was four cars. I was the third vehicle. So he hit my car and he slammed me into another car. Then that car slammed into another car.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Minister Brian, what was that? When I had the car accident on 65, it was an author, a guy who wrote books. He ran into my car, and I ran into another car. You know what? I even forgot about that accident, Minister Brian. I only always talk about the first five car accidents I had, but I was in a car accident in 2015. 2015. in a car accident in 2015, I injured my back. A car slammed in the back of me at 55 miles an hour, coming over 65. And I'm telling you, I must have been in shock because I got out the car to make sure he was okay and the car in front of me was okay. Then when I finally gathered myself, I felt all the pain. But God gave me the strength to get out of the car, I mean, and deal with everybody else. Didn't think about myself. And then at the end, I was injured and really wasn't thinking about going to the hospital doctor. But just two people said, get ready for a settlement. See, you got to understand, God is, this is your thing. Psalms 119 and 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Anytime somebody hit the word, they got to give you a settlement. Don't you mean that anytime somebody hit the word, they got to give you a settlement? If the word of God said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, then if he spoke you into existence, he spoke you out of the word. And now you become the word, so get ready for a settlement. But you can say, get ready for the settlement. Get ready. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready for the power of being blessed. Get ready to know what it is to be a millionaire. Get ready to know what it is to move from a hundredaire past the thousandaire into the millionaire. I don't want to be in the thousandaires no more. I want to be in the millionaire realm. Happen to the promises of God is yea and amen. And see, I didn't know that a settlement was going to come out of that because I wasn't thinking about myself. I was thinking about everybody else. I was thinking about the other folks to the right and other folks to the left. And, you know, God blesses us when we are concerned about everyone else. He blesses us from that standpoint because eventually there's somebody in life. Now, watch this, thank you, God. There's somebody in the earth realm that is a sign. Watch this. There's somebody in the earth realm that's a sign to your accident. Let me leave this alone because I'm about to preach. See, there's somebody in the earth realm that's a sign to your accident. You want me to bless you like this? There is money assigned to your accident. There's somebody in the earth realm that's a sign to your accident. And it's usually the person you had the accident with. Because you have to understand that what God does is so powerful. What God did was so great. See, what Saul did not know is Saul did not know, thanks to God, that he was going to become Israel's greatest king. So therefore, Saul was looking for an ass. That's what the word of God said. He was out looking for an ass. And because Samuel had already told the Lord what the people said, and they were worshiping what? They didn't no longer want to worship God or see God. They wanted something tangible. They wanted something religiously. So God speaks to Samuel and says to Samuel, who word, not one word fell to the ground, and tells Samuel, now you go out and find the next king. And the next king was Saul. And Saul was out there doing what? Looking for an ass. And when he was looking for the ass, guess what? Samuel found Saul and let Saul know he was going to be king. So touch two people, and I told you, people that signed to your accident. Saul was not expecting for Samuel to meet him, but it was an accident. He came upon him accidentally, not knowing, but he knew he was a king. Because people that are assigned to your accident, watch this. People that are assigned to your accident, but watch this. God going to bless you with the evidence. Oh, y'all better leave me alone. Y'all ain't ready for me tonight. You ain't ready for me tonight. See, people that are assigned to your accident, God is going to give you the evidence. See, what God going to do, see, what we have to understand, like I put on my Facebook page today, this week, I'm talking about the will, the will. It's not a transfer, it's a release. See, you're in the season of the release. And what we think are accident is only evidence that you're going to be blessed. Especially people say, well, it looks like an accident, it's only evidence that we're going to be blessed. Because, see, Satan calls the accident, God released the evidence. Because through the evidence, you're going to know that the accident is not going to have victory. See, I was never supposed to be saved. It was supposed to be an accident, but God showed me the evidence. Because, see, I was in planning. I was out doing my whole thing. Y'all know my track record. You know a track record. But so God came up. See, and that, what did God do? You ain't found God. When folks say that, well, I found the Lord. You're lying. The Lord found you. You wouldn't study the Lord. That house you was in, that weed you were smoking, that tripping you were doing, that lying spirit you had on you, that cognac, that sunshine, moonshine, E&J, happy face, bumpy face, this face, that face, her face, that face, the other face, and the face you was up in, the face you were down in. You did not find the Lord. The Lord found you. And when he found you, he transformed you. That's what he said, he transformed. Amen. So you didn't just get me charged, woman of God. Yeah. Don't you mess with me over there in California. I might hear that California has some church out there. Because, see, when you know when a four-car pile up and you said your car was total and you came out of the car with scratches and then your son came out of the car with what you say, a broke finger, that's a blessing right there. That's a blessing. See, I understand that, because when I was in the car with all of my buddies and friends on our way down to Carbondale, University of Chicago, heading down there. I ain't gonna tell you what year, ain't none of your business. Anyway, I was heading down there for a party. We ran into the bridge. Y'all know the overpass, because cars drive the overpass. We ran into the concrete of the overpass at 55 miles an hour. Everybody in the front seat, everybody in the back seat was in the front seat. Now just think, all of us men's in the front seat of a car. All of us. Everybody in the back seat was in the front seat. So I know, and then got out of the car. And some of them, well, I ain't going to tell you what they were all on, but anyway, they were laughing. And they think they were laughing. Now, that's my car. Y'all laughing about my car. What y'all laughing about my car? But anyway, so we thank God. President of the Lord God. So we thank the Lord for you, woman of God. That's a powerful praise report, what the Lord has done for you. Amen. It's nothing but where the Spirit of the Lord God is. Give me your name again, woman of God. I'm writing down here.
Okay.
Go ahead, give me your name again.
Can you hear me? Tasha Steele.
Tasha.
Tasha, yes. Tasha Steele.
Like the field, like in the field?
No, like field, like I'm still here. S-T-I-L-L-S.
Oh. You'll be on Facebook. Okay, yeah, bless God, Tasha Steele. Okay, bless you. Thank you so much for sharing that praise report. My goodness gracious, God is good. Thank God for what God is doing. And I'm excited about this season. Thanks to God. The countdown is on. June 25th, Friday night, Apostle Maurice Simmons of Restoration and Truth Ministry, Hampton, Virginia, will be in the house blessing us with a word from the Lord. We bless the Lord for the man's service. He'll be blessing us on Friday night. If you were listening in Saturday morning, he gave us a fresh word from the Lord that blesses us. Amen. Thank you, Tasha Field. Thank you, Yolanda, for sharing your praise report of what God has done in you and through you. Amen. And to be on the conference line tonight, the Lord, for you, a mighty woman of God. We honor the Lord for you. Hallelujah, for the Lamb of God. Amen. Anyone else?
Hey, Papa Ron, it's Tamika.
God bless you, Tamika.
Hey, I was on. I heard Tasha come on, but then I'm running errands, so I'm like, but I wanted to tell you that ever since we decided to come to the conference, we've been getting hit back back. I was like, oh, my Lord. That's why I said I'm definitely going to go through, because I know it has to be a reason why Satan is trying to stop it so bad. Like, Tasha got in an accident. Me and all the kids got sick. Like, it's just a lot of stuff that – a lot of other stuff, too. That's just the outskirts of it. But it's just been so much happening back to back. I've been wanting to reach out, but it's been so much, I can't even do it. All I can do is just talk to God. Like, okay, God, you got this. I'm not even going to worry. I'm going to just keep looking forward. We're going to get there. That's it. So I just wanted to tell you that it must be something amazing that God is about to do, because he has been trying to stop us on every – if we turn to the left, right, up, down, he's trying to stop all the way around, but it's not going to work. God already said that it's not going to work. So that's why I'm keeping looking forward, looking to the hills, because I know God got this. I'm like, okay, and I was wanting to reach out to you, but I'm telling you, Prophet LaRon, it's just so much. It's like I don't even have no – I don't even know where to start. So I was like, I'll just wait till I get there, because it's just so much. But I just want to say thank you. We are going to be there, and I know it has to be amazing, because why is he doing all this? He's doing way – he's doing too much for his own self. You know what I'm saying? He's doing way too much. You know, I'm like, okay, let me just keep going. I know it's something that he has, because he wouldn't be fighting as hard. He wouldn't be trying to stop us on everything we – every way we turn, he's trying to stop us. So – I just wanted to tell you that. And I'm driving, but I'm
like, woman of God. A woman of God. Every year we have testimonies. Administrator Brian, we have testimonies of people who Lifeline Conference, a Family Value Conference, there's always an assault against us. And you all, what we got, y'all Generation X, from Generation X, we the attacks that we have, that we take one for the home team. When I tell people we take one for the home team, we take one for the home team. The thing that we go through. And I know that something about this 10th year conference, phenomenal, because there's others that, some called it that they won't be able to make it due to some things that are going on. So we all know. That's why I said I want to hear the praise report. What many of you are and you all are encountering coming up to this conference or leading up to this conference, the things that you're faced with preparing for this particular conference 2021. I'm telling you, it's so many attacks. But how many know that when attack comes, victory comes too? When an attack comes, victory comes. And so in the midst of the attack, victory is right there as well too. So we have the victory in the midst of those attacks that are coming. Amen. Yeah. We have the victory, and you all have the victory there. And that's why this fast that we own, that God has called us to this fast, I believe Isaiah 58 and 6, that talks about the fast that we own, Isaiah 58 and 6, I believe it is. And he talks about, 58 and 6, he said, is this the fast that I have chosen to loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressor go free, and that ye break every yoke? So this is a fast that God has called us to be on because of what he's going to do for us as believers in the position he has us in as believers coming out of what the enemy thought he could do. We have total victory over his assault, over his plan, over his scheme, over his strategy, over his element, over his atmosphere, the hemisphere, troposphere, biosphere, lithosphere. We have the authority over it because of our fast. Because, see, one of the things about this fast is an acceleration of what's already been a manifestation in us. So everything that's been in us is a manifestation. See, some of us out of this fast, God's going to make you ageless because your whole dynamic of your mindset is changing. Your thought is changing. The way you look is changing because of the presence of God on your life. I'm telling you. So we're standing with you all. Matter of fact, God had dropped you in my spirit already. So I was praying for you all. God has put some of the saints there in my spirit because I'm praying for you all. So we are praying for the saints here, the saints in Illinois, the saints here at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry are praying for the people of God. So we bless the Lord for you. Saturday night, there will be a word from the Lord for the people of God. Powerful word. I'm looking forward to releasing what the Lord has for me for the people. Then Sunday morning, 11 a.m. service, we got two dynamic, powerful women of God, Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gaines. And we're looking forward to what the Lord is releasing through these vessels for such a time as this. We got committed and dedicated people. We got intercessor prayer warriors that will be praying from 6:30 to 7:15 at night. You know, Pastor Wylene Harris, Sister Pastor Wylene Harris, Brown. Thank you, Pastor Brown. Pastor Wylene Brown, I don't know where Harris came from. But bless the Lord anyway. But we thank you for that, Pastor Brown. Pastor Brown, we got Pollard praying. We got our intercessor prayer team of praying. Some of our leaders, Tillman praying. So many great leaders that are going to be praying there. If I didn't call your name, don't get upset. You know, please don't do that. But we just thank God for you all. But we thank God. And you gonna even be on the program too, Tamika. We got you doing something in the program.
Okay.
Amen. We got you in there. We got you on the program too. See everybody praying. Brother Aaron. We got Brother Aaron from Marriott, South Carolina. We got him on the program to do something. So we got all of these. We got all of these new faces that are going to be participating in. Hallelujah. We got some folks, and then we got cities and other cities and towns that are coming together from all over the United States, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the South to the North. We thank God. Mother Sydney, she'll be involved. So all of the great kingdom leaders, somebody will be doing something in the conference. Amen. We got the shofar, Mary Teasley, every night and day. She's going to be playing. She's going to be blowing the shofar. Bless her. So we're having this event, and who knows where we're going to be at next year with this event, if the Lord tarry long, because we're expecting something great from this conference 2021. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. All right, anybody else?
Good evening, Pastor. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. Listen, to everybody who is preparing for this conference, I just want to say continue to be encouraged. I've been listening to all of the attacks that the enemy is trying to launch at you all to prevent you guys from going. The beautiful thing is God never said that the weapon wouldn't form. He said that it wouldn't prosper. So I pray that will all encourage you all to continue to fight the good fight of faith. God says he knows the plans that he has for each and every one of you, and those plans are not to harm you. So we know that those plans and the attacks that you're coming up against already, they're not, you know, testing from God or anything like that. And we know that the enemy strikes the same way each and every time. He uses the same tactics. He never comes in new. He never comes in any other different way than how he's used to attacking you. So as Prophet had read Habakkuk 2, one of the things that Habakkuk said is, I will stay on my guard and I will watch and I will wait. So as long as you are staying prayed up along this fast, do not allow yourself to be blindsided. Tasha, listen, I'm going to include you in my personal prayers lifting you up and encouraging you. I thank God for your testimony that encouraged me. And you stand your ground with what you have said you have to do moving forward as far as your home situation. For somebody to even think that that was okay, where God is going to get ready to take you, he can't go because he already don't have a regard for you. He's not going to have a regard with the calling that God has on your life. Now, I looked up the number 10. Prophet, are you saying this is your 10th year anniversary or your 10th
this is
year?
Hold on. This is Jerusha, right?
Yes, sir.
Jerusha, you're from Wisconsin, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how old are you, Jerusha?
I am 29, sir.
Okay, Jerusha. Now, Jerusha, you came to a conference with Grandma, right, a couple of years ago?
Nope. I believe that was my younger cousin that did. I've just been on the prayer line, but I'm going to attend this one.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, we got a new generation of people, Administrator Brian.
Okay.
I, you know what? Look, y'all, somebody better be prepared to tag team with me. Now, I don't want y'all to be scared if I start preaching and then put the mic in your hand. Because my buddy Apostle Russell Shabu is there. I'll tell you, I'll pass the mic in a minute. Y'all better read that scripture. Because I'm telling you, if I pass the mic and you go for broke, go for broke. Because we did that. Apostle Shabu, we did that in 20. What year was that, Apostle Shabu? 2017? 2016, Apostle Shabu, when we had tag team. We did our Sunday service. It was three of us, and we tag team preached. And I'm telling you, man, I'm just feeling an anointing tonight. I'm feeling something powerful getting ready to launch. Now, come on, woman of God, come on in. If you preach, I'm a tag team after you tonight, too. So come on in. I ain't stopping you. 10.
It's
yeah, number
okay.
10.
I'm number,
we're in our 10th year. Go with it.
Come on. So the number 10 is known as the symbol of authority of God and his government on earth. Listen, with the things that are taking place here in the earthly realm, God is getting ready to establish. Now, we always talk about God having the government on his shoulders. We always talk about God's glory being here on earth. But I just want to say and testify that this is the year that is actually going to take place. This is the year that God is going to begin to put things in order the way that they should be in order. So it's no coincidence that we see things falling out of place because God is actually in a season of rebuilding and reestablishing his kingdom. And what God is having to do is just get rid of tradition and religion and thinking in order to establish his foundation and his government here on earth. So I just pray that you all be encouraged. One of the things that I keep hearing with this conference is activation. You spoke on that.
God Almighty, y'all ain't ready for me now. Good God Almighty. She knows she in the house now. You in the house there.
God is getting ready to activate some people in a whole nother realm. And that's why the attack is so heavy is because God said, I'm not just taking you to another level. I'm getting ready to take you to another realm. So you won't see things the way that you see things, but you'll have a greater perspective of seeing. You'll have a greater ear of hearing what God is saying in this season because it's getting ready to get loud. And so God has positioned you all in this tight space because he wants you to know the secret place with him. He is saying regardless of what's going on around you, you're going to know how to pray in the midst. You're going to know how to tap in the midst. You're going to know how to be still in the midst of the chaos around you. And what God is calling us to, we have to know how to be still in the midst and let God be God. We got to know how to be calm when everybody else is in a panic. We got to know how to pray in warfare when everybody else is going through in 2 weeks to open their mouths. One of the dreams and visions I had, they said the USA was getting ready to be in ruins within 24 hours. I remember going through in my mind and saying, I have to call this person, tell them to forgive me. I have to call this person and tell them I forgive them. And I went outside, and I seen so many people running around in chaos. People were killing themselves. People were shooting others, running their cars into buildings. And I went outside, and I said, why is nobody out here offering them salvation? And that's because the people of
real church, the real chosen that he's calling to be the bride, God is calling us outside the walls. And so it's going to get loud with everything that's going on around you. But God is saying, I'm going to need you to know how to focus and stay focused, because we are to be his glory carriers in this season. So I don't know about any one of y'all, but I'm on fire. I haven't been doing the fast. I don't know nothing about it, but from today until Friday, I will be in a fast, in agreement with whatever God is getting ready to do with you all, and I will be in attendance if God says the same at this conference with you all, because I don't want to miss what God is about to release from heaven. God bless y'all.
Wow. Wow, this is powerful. All right, somebody next in line. All you have to do is next. Come on in. You next. My God. With the Spirit of the Lord guided.
I am going, I praise dance. I don't know if you have a praise dancer.
Hold on, woman of God. Somebody needs to mute your line. We can hear you in the background talking about a young lady that's talking. Now, you need to mute your line. Somebody's line is unmuted, and we can hear you talking. Okay, come on.
Right, I don't know if you have a dancer, but God just put it in my heart for me to bring my garment. Now I'm going to bring
it. You bring the garment. Hallelujah.
I'm going to bring my garment, and when you tell me or when God says so, I'm going to go.
Look out now. See, that's what you call a conference with acceleration. Suddenly, the word of God said in Acts 2:1, and suddenly, and as the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place and one accord. And suddenly, there was a sound. What did you say, woman of God? It's going to get loud. And there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the place, telling something's getting ready to happen. Expectation. God is up to something powerful in this season, in this hour, in this day, in this dispensation. I'm excited. Y'all, you all are putting some excitement in my spirit. I'm thanking God for it. Amen. Wow. Bless the Lord. All right. Well, now I know some of y'all say things. Y'all don't get quiet in the background, because I know Pentecostal people. They take a long time. They got to wait for somebody to go first and come after the second and go third. Amen. Come on in, woman of God. Bless you on today.
Blessing, prophet. This is Sister Tina Rice, San Antonio, Texas.
Come on, woman of God.
Lord have mercy has been eye-opening, refreshing, giving me strength, power. But when it first kicked off, and this has not happened with me doing hair, I found myself, clients were canceling, and that's not the norm. I'm busy from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And I found times of down times where what would be $1,500, $1,800 a week was not that. And I said, wait a minute, what is going on? And then I said, fast. He's trying to mess with my money, thinking that would hinder me from coming to the conference because I got bills, you know, to pay also too. But I've still been doing, tickets been bought, money's been set aside, and still had to get my hair done, things done. And today, I leave out my house today, and today is 6/21/21. So I was looking at the numbers. I walked down my steps from my apartment. There's a number 6, like, from somebody's apartment that is laying on the ground. And I looked, I said, oh, my. Okay. Then when you turn around, it looks like the number 5. I said, ooh, new money is coming. It's coming. I said, I'm being blessed today. I know I'm going to be blessed today. So I go to work. Two of my clients come in. They blessed me with six of $100 a piece. Then I have a hair appointment. I'm going to go.
Wow.
She blessed me and said, I'm not charging you for the updo. Now, normally it's $85 to get my hair done. She only charged me $50. I said, look at God. Now, I'm already packed. I normally don't even pack. I'm usually the last Thursday getting myself together. I'm already packed and ready. Everything is packed and ready. Only thing that's out is the clothes I'm going to wear on the plane. I am so ready to come and be in the midst with like-minded believers who are not afraid to stand on the word of God, who's not afraid to show their love for God, who's not afraid to worship him in spirit and truth, because I plan on being filled. I plan on having my cup at the feet of everyone that is releasing God's word. I want to be filled.
Wow.
I'm coming in, and I am so excited, and it's just going to be fresh. And then my stylist said to me before I left, she said, Tina, you coming back different. I said, girl, you already know. And then when she was taking a picture, my hair, she don't know I'm fast, and she said, oh, you glowing. And she said, and you're about to be 51 in August? I said, yeah. She said, Tina, you don't even look nowhere near 51. And I said, baby, that's favor. That's the anointing. I said, because I'm going to a place to be filled, to receive that next elevation. And I know it, and I know I'm not coming back the same. The land is going to be different. We've been sharing every Tuesday since the fast in our group, even though we haven't been having meetings, we've still been praying together as a unit for the fast and sharing testimonies and Bible studies. So San Antonio, we coming. we coming, and I'm excited. So, but thank you, and I look forward to hearing from everyone, seeing everyone, meeting everyone, connecting with everyone. And he, like I said, God has already released the next conference. So I was like, you ain't even finished with this one, Lord, and you already did. And I can't even say nothing. I can't even share it with my group. I'm so excited that he trusts me like that and that he saw me fit to even to be able to carry this type of vision. I'm just thankful and blessed, and I'm excited, and I'm just ready. And I'm going to get off because I'm about to run around in my own apartment right now. Bless y'all.
Yes. My God. Wow. Well, all I can say, if you stuck up, you don't want to come to this conference. You got some pride, you don't want to come to this conference. You got arrogance, you don't want to come to this conference. Hallelujah. My God, it's a powerful one. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen. What a presence of God. What a move in the land. What the Lord is doing. I'm telling you. He is speaking to the saints of God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Wow. Man, we got some preaching machines on this conference line today. All that oil coming forth, it's a powerful thing. We bless in God for you. Thank you, God. All right, anyone else want to tap in?
Prophet,
this
is Evangelist Patrice. I just want to say I'm so thankful that God has opened the opportunity for me to be able to come to this conference. You know, over the past couple of years, I've been trying to get there, and it's always been something that was blocking me from going. But this year, it is no stopping. I am moving forward, and I'm ready to receive what God has for me. And for my family.
Bless
God bless you.
Bless you too, woman of God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I'm at awe and expectation of what God is doing. It is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are ready. We are certainly ready for what God has for us. And giving him all the praise, glory, and the honor on today. So, wow. It is a powerful day. Well, thank you. I just bless the Lord for tonight's administrative week. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. I give honor to you and your hearing and to all of those that are on the line in their respective positions in the courts of our God. But I have an awesome word God gave to me while I was listening to all of the great synergies that are on this line and fire starters, praise God. And I wanted to just a few minutes just to give what the Lord had put on my heart while I was listening. Glory to God.
Amen. Please, woman of God, amen. Release the oil. Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord had me to come from Isaiah 52 for the young lady that had an accident. And the young lady that prayed that she had be able, that she's able to move forward. And everything was packed and ready to go.
And Tina, ready to go. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So as I was listening to him, the Spirit of the Lord began to stir. And I began to sit here and I was just reflecting on what the Lord was doing and that we are still here. And there in the volume, as we were speaking, Dr. Matthews, concerning why someone prays like we do. And I heard, as it was in times of old, or the mothers used to say, there's a story behind my praise. And as I was sitting and listening, I was hearing the Lord stir up the gift of remembrance, speaking about there is a story behind someone praying. When you see them running, there's a story behind their praise. When you hear them excited, or they may skip a word or may twist the scripture up, but it's a story behind it that's giving God glory. So the Lord took me to Isaiah 52 and 12, and he had me to release this to the woman of God into the line, and it spoke concerning Isaiah. He said, "For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear reward." And the Lord began to speak to me about the rear reward represents the rear guard. So I still stepped in, and I was like, "Lord, what are you having me to say? I know that you're going to be with us." And he said, "No." He said that it's Kairos time. I'm moving in the very vibration of my thoughts that I have towards you. And the Lord is speaking directly as he's shifting now to you, Dr. Matthews, because all of these great ambassadors and kingdom women and men that are on the line, they're speaking concerning a celebration in your honor. You are the star, praise God, respectfully saying that, not bringing a worldly connotation into this holy atmosphere. But I hear the Lord saying, you're not going to go out in haste, and you're not going to go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your real reward. So I looked up and I began to think on the real reward, and he says, I'm going to be your guard in the rear. Rear guard, rear ward, rear meaning the position that I'm going to be when you go out. I'm going to watch after you that nothing comes from behind. There won't be sucker punches. There will not be, glory to God, there will not be backlash. There will be nothing that's going to come behind that was of old. All of these things are in a momentum going forward, and he's catapulting some people. Some will not go by flight until God says to take the flight, to go to the next dimension, glory to God, because you've been in the realm too long. To go from a step to a plateau is going to another positioning in God. So only God is the one that's showing you that it is him that is pushing you from the place of stagnation, from the place, glory to God, of almost, from the place of not enough to a place of full, from the place, glory to God, that I want to get to a place I've never been before. And all of that is to a place, glory to God, hallelujah, a place you've never been before. So because of your momentum saying, Lord, I want to be there, God is opening up the highways at this hour. And this is an hour because we're not waiting no more. God, time is not waiting to report. God is time. So now you are in the hour where the Son of Man is now presenting himself for the greatest introduction. the greatest presentation, glory to God, the greatest honor that you can give is when you come to selectively sit in a place of God's elect. And as I began to look at what rear reward was, rear guard, it means rear guard. He's behind you, and he is a guard. I looked it up in the dictionary for a moment, and it said that rear guard is a group of soldiers who are positioned at the rear of an army, protecting the main army from a surprise attack. So in other words, you get your mind on God's business. I say this to myself, not being hard on anybody, but he's saying that when you are going in, he's got a group of soldiers that's called frontliners. Some of us are frontliners. You are out there, put out there, because you're going to protect the one that's coming with the heavy ammunition. Those that are going out, God said he is the rear reward. Rear guard are those that are set in position that are talented, skillful, and snipers in the spirit. But yet there is another set of people coming after them that have zero tolerance for any defiance or any defense against that which God has caused them to walk at. And they're protecting the main army, which is those that have supernatural abilities beyond what you have already seen. Tell somebody it's Kairos time. It's God, because you made it. He's going to stand behind you and make sure that you get it all that you got to get. Tell somebody, get out the way. Tell them, don't stop my flow, because it's my time to glow. God is doing everything that he is supposed to be doing for you to get you where you're supposed to be, where you're going to be working from, because you're in a prophetic flow, because you're operating out of the number 10. And glory to God. Divine apostolic governmental order in progress. God bless you all. Dr. Matthews, I celebrate with you. I thank God for the corrections. I thank God for the position, but most of all for the friendship to see me as God's friend. Hallelujah, a friend of God. Hallelujah, glory to God, recognized as a friend of God. Hallelujah, a soldier in the army represents another soldier if he does not even have a uniform on. It's all about position, which come out of our posture and our faith. Love you with the love of the Lord, and I thank God for you.
Hallelujah. Wow, we got a momentum flowing tonight. All right, Women's Conference 2021. Get ready, saints. Man power, woman thou are loose. Don't have nothing on what getting ready to be released. Women thou are birthing conference. Woo, that's prophetic right there. I don't know where that came from. Woo, that's powerful. Women Dial Birthing Conference. Yeah. All right. Who's next? Hallelujah. All right. We got some of our speakers in the conference. Y'all can come on, jump on in. Some of y'all speakers are going to be speaking in the conference. Amen. We just bless the Lord tonight. Any word on that, Administrator Bryant, from Dr. Risa Bryant? Hallelujah. All right. What are we going to do?
No, sir. We with graphics. No, sir. We with graphics. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Amen. So thanks to God. We're going to take a commercial and come back. And I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing. We'll take a commercial.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme: we have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gady. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love,
The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WERESTORE, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known Prophet LaRon Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Amen. Bless the people of God. Well, thank you, God. We just bless the Lord for you all joining us on tonight. And we heard some great, powerful testimony, praise report, even exhorting us, words of encouragement. We bless you all so immensely for all that you do and all that you have been to us. And I thank God for all that the Lord is doing, and I'm excited about the Lord. I'm excited about the Spirit of the Lord, God. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, and we just thank God for many of you. Now, is Brother Aaron on today? Brother Aaron, you on, Brother Aaron? Hallelujah. I do this random calling people, so amen. Hallelujah. All right, somebody get Brother Aaron on the phone. Aaron Myers, Pastor Myers over in Marion, South Carolina. Hallelujah. And when you get on, just let him know. You want him to come on. But we just bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing for the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. And we have so many powerful young women and men of God who stepping into their purpose and stepping into their destiny. And we thank God for you all, for your, most importantly, your love for God and your love for God and the love that you're doing in the kingdom of God. And God is doing mighty things for you and mighty things for the body of believers in this season. So we're celebrating all that God has given us and all that the Lord has released to us in us and the people of God through these challenging and difficult times. So we give God praise, glory, and honor for the mighty hand of the Lord God on the people, on the people. Amen. And what the Lord is doing for his people and for his people on today. Amen. All right. Overseer Michelle, bless you on today. Come on, unmute your line and come on in. Come on in, woman of God.
Hello, Prophet Matthew.
This is Assistant Pastor. This is Assistant Pastor Francesca. I am getting Pastor Aaron on the phone, but I just thank God we are so excited to, this week to be with y'all on this weekend.
Amen. Amen.
We're so excited. We thank God for you and everything that God has been doing through you. And we definitely, this has been my second time coming, but I know this time is going to be my best time.
Amen.
So I just thank God.
We thank God.
We should be on the line shortly.
All right. All right. Hallelujah. And tell the pastor he don't need to miss no more Monday nights. I know I'm calling them out right now.
Yes, sir.
He's in the greatest mentorship there is in the history. I need to bring him to the world, he can't be in the background no more.
Yes, my God.
I'm pulling everything out of the oil. I'm pulling the oil out of these great kingdom leaders.
Yes,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
Yes.
What's in you have to come out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you have to manifest yourself in this season. So, we're thanking God for so many of you all on today. Amen. And the mighty vessels that the Lord has released and has given us for the lives of the people on today. Amen. Apostle Russell Shefbu of Apostolic House of Deliverance. Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God, on tonight. He's a senior pastor there. We were with him 6 years there in the city. 7 years there in the great city of South Bend, Indiana. Amen. Senior pastor, we bless the Lord for him on tonight as well. Thanking God for your apostle for coming and being part. And thank you for your support and all that the Lord is doing for you. All right. You want to say something, Apostle Russell, Chef Boo, Apostolic House of Deliverance? Amen. Yes, Lord. See, and that's the power of the greatness of God, what he's doing for many of us. He's bringing us, he's releasing to us such a place in him. Those who want to say something, his star 6 of your conference line blog site is one. But we've been thanking God for the mighty work of him and the mighty power of him, of the Lord God. So we thank God for and thank the God. Mr. Marchesa Green, are you on? Hallelujah. All right. Everybody, Sister Marchesa Green is she's administrator in the office here. Come on in, Marchesa Green, and say hello to the people. Amen.
Amen. Prophet Matthew. God bless everyone and everyone that's on the line.
Amen. Sister Marchesa Green?
Yes, Prophet.
You all woman of God?
I hear you, Prophet. I am on. I'm not on mute.
All right. All right. What is the Lord saying? That's what I want you on. What is the Lord saying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is the Lord saying? Hallelujah. Amen.
I was good.
Amen.
Oh, God.
You got people all over the world ready to hear the men and women of God.
Amen, Prophet Matthew. Because I was sitting here with Prophetess Cosgrove, and she and I was talking. But there were different things that the Lord was dropping in my spirit concerning the conference and how that God is going to be meeting the needs of the people, as the spiritual needs as well as the physical needs. There's going to be a lot of healing that's going to be taking place that the Lord is going to be doing. And also, the Lord is going to be causing deliverance to take place as well. And for those that are in anticipation and expectation, God is going to do just that for them. He's pulling on the anointing because they're going to want something from God. And there's going to be such a hunger and such a thirst for the word of the Lord. And God is just going to move in such a magnificent way, and even miracles. Even miracles are going to begin to take place as well. And people will come in one way, but they will leave differently.
in another way. And they will come here and leave satisfied. They're going to leave satisfied. And I just truly see God just doing it. It's going to be a great outpour of his spirit like never before. This 10-year, it means a lot. It really does. It means a lot. It's going to be a great outpour of his spirit like never before for this conference line and for the people that's going to come.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. We receive the word of God that comes from the mouth of the prophet. Amen. You too had encountered some issue. Your car was totaled out. So all of these great prophetic people had encountered something that they dealt with in this conference. Amen. So we thank God for what the Lord is doing. Apostle Maurice Simmons of Restoration Truth Ministries. What did the Lord say, man of God? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. What is the Lord giving you, man of God, for the people of God? Hallelujah. If you're not in the middle of your project, hallelujah.
I bless you, Doctor. Amen.
God bless you.
Prophetic winds are blowing. Amen. To God be the glory. The Lord said, get ready for the overflow. My God, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, people of God. My God, all roads lead to Harvey, Illinois. Bless you. Excited, man of God. Excited, expecting the miracles of God to manifest for the people of God. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I thank God for the realm that we're in and the dimensions that God should take us to. Amen. Bless you on tonight. Thank God for all of the testimonies that I heard tonight. My God, my God, my God. And I started to run down the street. My God, hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Bless the Lord tonight. Amen. What an awesome God we serve. Man, we're excited to be there. Amen. God lead us there. Amen. I'm just excited for what God shall release. Amen, through all of the men and women of God, through, amen, the prophetic flow that shall be released in the house for the people. I just pray that the people continue to come with a spirit of expectation, knowing that it's breeding grounds for our miracle. Amen. To God be the glory. Bless you on tonight, Doctor. Appreciate the men and women of God. We love y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Maurice Simmons, who will be ministering on Friday night. Hampton, Virginia. Hallelujah. And a great kingdom wife prophetess, Eugenie Simmons. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, woman of God. Hallelujah.
To God be all the glory. God bless you, Dr. LaRon, and to the kingdom leaders, and to everyone that's a part of the Prophetic Lifeline Conference. We truly are excited. I was telling my husband earlier today that we thank God for the journey and for how God sought us out. And we thank God that the message that we first received from you, and then the dialogue and conversation, and then hearing God in the midst of it, that we knew that we were to be connected. And so we truly thank God that we don't regret the decision that we had to make that was necessary for the purpose and the destiny that we had to fulfill that God has mandated on our lives. We bless you for being that father, that spiritual father, our spiritual covering. Thank you for being there in our lowest moment. Thank you for being there in our peakest moment. And so we are truly honored that this year is 5 years that we've been connected, and there is nothing that will cause discord. There will be nothing that will sever this relationship unless God says so. So no matter what man tries to do, We know that this is ordained by God. And not only does God have your back, but we have your back. We love you, Administrator Evangelist Wilkes, Mother Thelma, Sydney. Thank you. I don't want to start calling names because I'm Mace Ganey, to Prophetess Tracy, to even the Restoration Foundation church family that we fell in love with. Thank you all for allowing us to share Dr. LaRon, because he's special to us, and we're not going to let anyone mess with what God has ordained for our lives. God bless you all. Love you, Dr. LaRon.
Love you too, woman. God bless you on today. We thank God for real people and good people. Good people are hard to find. And we certainly honor the Lord for great, powerful kingdom leaders who stand, who stood the test of time. That's the thing. We have stood the test of time. Many of us, we have stood the test of time. And we just thank God for the message that God has created for the masses of the people who are in need of it. So we honor the Lord. And Sister Patrice Piggott will be singing on Saturday, Friday night as well. She'll be blessing us. And she had the CD called Breathe. I hope she'll bring some with us, with her. We got many people who have ministry gifts in the kingdom of God. And you need to hear these, you need to hear these hidden secret voices that God is getting ready to release right now. You know how they released the pandemic? Well, God is releasing the anointed men and women of God in the middle of the pandemic. So as the enemy released the pandemic, God has released anointed people who can destroy the yokes of the enemy in this season. So we thank God for the men and women of God that are going viral in the midst of the virus. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for you on today and the saints of God that are listening in from different parts of the United States. Amen. All right. Anyone else?
Great evening, Prophet. This is Pastor Aaron from Ark Family Fellowship. Want to say great evening to you all. And just let you know that our family is excited. We're on the way. Our family is on the way.
Amen. And man of God, Aaron
yes, sir.
Myers, who just took on the pastor, a very powerful young kingdom leader, man of God that's single, got his mind in the right direction, pastoring a great ministry there. We bless the Lord for you. Man of God, what is the Lord saying?
Well, Prophet, all I can say is that I just feel a spirit of peace, really more so. I'm just excited. I just know that promotion. I've been hearing really promotion these last couple of days. I've been hearing promotion. Also, I just know there's one thing that you came down to at our conference and we witnessed the promotion, but I just know for a fact, without a shadow of doubt, that upon this conference is going to be promotion. It's going to be some things changing, I mean, drastically. Drastic promotion. That's all I've been hearing, Prophet. That's all I've been hearing, promotion.
Wow. We received that, mighty man of God. Wow, we receive that word, promotion. That's a powerful word, because the word of God says in Psalms 75 and 6, I think 5, let me make sure the scripture is right, because when you're sharing, you got a lot of theologians on here now, and they want to correct your term. So in the word of God, from Psalm 75 talks about promotion, and it says in verse number 6, that was it. Promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south. And it goes straight into verse number 7. But God is judge. He put it down one and he set it up another. But in that chapter 75, verse 6, he never mentioned the word, or he never mentioned the geography of the north. Never mentioned the north in that particular verse. He never mentioned the north. And the reason why he never mentioned the north, because the north is the mysterious of God, the unknown of God. The north is the unique of God. When you hear about the north star, the north wind, it's the, when you hear about the north is the place in creation that is only defined by eternity. When man talk about north, they talk about it from their own encounter. When God talks about it, he talks about it from his Alpha and Omega. That means there's no beginning and no end. It only becomes the I am that I am of God. So when God speaks of the north, he speaks of the mysterious of things. In his matriculation of languages, he speaks of the existence of him that is non-existent to your enemy. Until you tap into him, then it exists from him. And then your enemy will then question, how did you make it? How did you survive when we came from the south, but they were not promoted? They came from the east, but they were not promoted. They came from the west, but they were not promoted. They knew nothing about the north, because the north is the mysterious of God. It's the encounter that brings together the greatness of God. So he said what he does is he takes down one and he raises up another. But the power of the promotion of God is this. As soon as God raises up a leader, he always raises up a replacement. Look at Saul and look at David. So when anyone decides that they will try to become the God, then God will replace them with a presence of his next. So what God will do is that many of us, we're in this season right now where we're being trained by our enemy, but promoted by God. Oh, let me leave that alone. Let me stop. But I'm about to preach again. See, we've been trained by our enemy, but we've been promoted by God. Yeah, I'm getting y'all ready for Saturday because I'm going somewhere. That's what they're going somewhere. You're going somewhere. You're going somewhere. You're going somewhere. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. See, you got to understand, thanks to God. You got to understand what God is doing right now for you and for your life and for your destiny. See, what he's doing for your life and for your destiny is far greater than anything else that's around you. See, I'm telling you, you're being trained by your enemies, but you're being promoted by God. Stay with me. But you're being promoted by God. And you know why you're being promoted by God? Because all of the hell you do to break your enemy is called in the oil to celebrate your God. Woo, look at that. Look, come on. Come on, prophet. Break it down now. Come on. All y'all fire started. You're being trained by your enemy, but you're being promoted. You're being promoted by who? By God. See, you got to understand what the Lord is doing for some of you all here. I'm getting ready to preach and let y'all go. This is a 5-minute sermon. See, you got to understand. You have to know right now. This is part of my message, but I'm gonna give you out of here. Touch it, they go hit it and quit it. Look at, see, you got to understand where you at right now. Many of you, you're being trained by your enemy, but you're being promoted by God. And the reason why you're being promoted by God is because of your willingness to break your enemy, but absolutely the power to release your oil. Because some of us went through the hell and went through the pressure and went through the fire
and went through the embarrassment and went through the takeout and went through the assassin bullet, and we came out refreshing because of where we at. So it's not by what is the word I want to use. What God is doing for most of us right now, what all of the stuff that you're dealing with right now, it's a training ground for you based upon your enemy assault against you. That's why you are being trained by your enemy but promoted by God. Because once you pass this place here, and once you pass this test here, everything is going to be able to launch you into a dimension in the spirit realm where you will be able to have power and authority to overcome any task in your life. All of the things that you have taken, all of the hits, all of the negativity, all the attempts against you is to prepare you, to pale you to the next. See, your oil can burst until your enemy shows up and rehearse. Your oil can't burst until your enemy has bringing his entire crew in. Because when the enemy, watch this, when the enemy come in, the word of God said, like a flood, touch two people, God is about to drown your enemy. He's about to break your enemy wheel. And that's why all of the things that's been going on all year long, the tossing and turning, can't sleep at night, restless at night, your credit's funny, your money's funny, your change is strange, your credit don't even want to have nothing to do with you. Because of where you've been, God is about to move in your life. And when he moves in your life, touch to me and say, we're getting ready to go in a season of a cruise. And what God is about to do, he's about to let your enemy see the dust of your engine. Because all of the stuff that the enemy has tried to do to the people of God, all of the lies, all of the narrative, all of the disingenuous, all of the tax, God has prepared you. You thought you had to lead that enemy. God said, no, go through it because I'm going to show you something. Your enemy thought he broke you, but you bankrupt him. Oh, God Almighty. God, I'm about to preach it. Your enemy thought he broke you, but you bankrupt him because he ain't got nothing else in the arsenal. All he has to do, he's going to retreat. All right, I'm done. I said 3 minutes. I got 2 more minutes. Let me go. 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. See, you got to understand what God is positioning us for now. See, now, he can't wreck your vehicle. Wreck your vehicle riding the cab. What's in you is so powerful. So great, you can't get into your email. So what God is doing now, he's preparing the people for their next. That's the promotion. That's the door. That's the gateway, the time you're in. Hallelujah. All right. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on in. Glory to God.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. This is Sister Donna.
God bless
Donna.
You, brother God.
Yes, sir. There's a word that God spoke to my spirit. The Most High spoke to my spirit. And this is for Apostle Simmons.
Amen.
Yes, amen. The Most High God, I'm not going to draw back. The enemy wanted me to draw back, but I'm not going to draw back. The devil is a liar. The Most High God said that... God bless you, first of all, Apostle Simmons and Prophetess Simmons. Apostle Simmons, Abba said he is going to use you, Apostle, to set the atmosphere for what's to come in this 2021 conference. Apostle Simmons is going to open his mouth and the fire of the Holy Ghost, is going to come forth in such a powerful shaking. The Most High God said he's going to set the atmosphere, the Holy Ghost and fire. He's gonna release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Abba is going to use him to release the fire of the Holy Ghost. He's going to set the atmosphere for what's to come in this conference, this 2021 conference. This is what the Most High God spoke to my Shanaye. He spoke to my spirit, and I came forth to release it. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you too, woman of God. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for releasing that word. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. I received that. I received that, woman of God. Thank you so much. Amen. I certainly have been in a quiet place with the Lord, a consecrated place. I bless God for this 21-day fast, telling you God has been releasing some mysteries, amen, some secrets of his kingdom. And I just bless God for just handpicking me, want to use me to release unto the people of God. And I'm excited. Thank God. Amen, for what he shall do in and through me. Amen. I walk humbly in it, and I submit to it. And, Doctor, I am ready, amen, to release what thus said the Lord. Bless you on today.
Amen. We're excited, man. Bless you, too. And thanks to God, those who are following us on Facebook, if you're following us on Facebook, I need you all to do me a favor, if you would. There's a commercial about the conference on the page. If you would do me a favor, all of you on Facebook, if you would share the flyer, if you would first share the flyer, if you would do that, and then you would share the commercial, share it on your Facebook page. I know we have thousands of people that are following us, so I know that's not a hard thing to do. Just go over to my page, Administrator Brian page, or somebody else's page. If you even have it on your page already, take it and just reshare it. That's all I'm asking you all to do, is just take it and share it with others so that they can be blessed and they will be able to have it and share with others, and they will be able to come to the conference. It's a powerful conference. We want to see you in the building and in the place with what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing. So we're looking forward to you and you on today. Amen. All right. I'm excited for the faith of God. I'm excited for the mind, will, and thought of God for his people and what he's releasing of these vessels on this day to us. Amen. All right. Anyone else?
Great evening.
God bless you, Pastor Janie.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, man of God. We are utterly excited.
You.
We can definitely feel the excitement in the atmosphere. Amen. I was about to jump in and tag team on that. You'll be trained by the enemy, but promoted by God. Someone may be asking the question, how is it possible for the enemy to train me? Because we find in Genesis 3 and 11, God asked Adam a question, who told you that you were naked? We are in a season, man of God, that we are listening to see. Why are we listening to see? Because Ephesians 1 and 18 tells us, my God, that the word of God says in Ephesians 1 and 18, it says that he's opening up the eyes of our understanding. In other words, this conference is going to cause the eyes of our heart to be enlightened, that we may know the honor and the hope in which God has called us, sent us, and he's going to move us forward in this dispensation like never before. Come on, all I kept hearing for the last few days was, ooh, what God is releasing in this conference, man of God, is a sound. That sound is causing an earth-shattering anointing and going to drive us forth in fire, as the woman of God just spoke of, like never before. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm asking you right now, I'm demanding, I'm decreeing and declaring that you press, that you move, that you drive and go forward. There shouldn't be no accident. There shouldn't be no death. Because the word of God said, let the dead bury the dead. You got to press your way. Those women that were talking about the devil fighting you, maybe there was no substance. But there was no value in your life, then the devil wouldn't be putting up a fight. I decree and declare now that you're going to press your way to receive not just your inheritance, but I heard the Lord say, trust. Listen, the trust, amen, the trust that he set for you is being given to you right now. Listen, God said the
Thank you, God. Don't forget tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. there's going to be a word from the Lord. And we know that somebody is going to be touched. The word of God is going to bless them and minister specifically to their needs. 5 a.m. Great kingdom leader that's coming forth to release the oil of the word of God for them. Like I said, we're heading down to the home stretch of the conference this week. Those who have been fasting and praying and sacrificing themselves, your labor is not in vain. Your sacrifice is not in vain. Your work hard is not in vain. You worked hard to get here, and you're going to see the benefit of the presence and the power of God manifesting itself for you, in you, and through you. I'm telling you, the word of God said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So you have to know that the joy that you're getting ready to experience is all about the glory of God and what he's doing for you, in you, and through you on today. So I bless the Lord for you on today. A kingdom leader, the men and women of God. Then tomorrow night we will be sharing a word from the Lord on our at radio station WYCA 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time, and 5:30 in the Mountain and 4:30 in the Pacific. On Rejoice 102, you can download the app, Rejoice 102, and listen in. I have it on my Facebook page. You just hit it and come on in and listen in as well. And then we'll try to come back with a little more energy to share what God has given us. Facebook Live, I know some people have been inboxing me saying they missed us on Facebook for the last couple of weeks, but we've been preparing for the conference, doing a little traveling, dealing with other domestic things. We're going to be back in the saddle on tomorrow, releasing what the Lord has for us. Maybe a little later time, because we're in the middle of preparing all of the go streaming live in the conference. So tomorrow we're going to be preparing to try to be streaming live on all four platforms, the Facebook, the YouTube, Facebook, YouTube, and I believe it's Instagram, as well as another one. So tomorrow we'll be setting up that area so we can stream live on those platforms, so you can be blessed and we'll be making everything comfortable for you all to get here. So you may want to get here early so you can get a seat on Friday night and Saturday night as well too. Hallelujah. All right, mighty people of God, bless the Lord for you on today. There will be certain people. I'll be sharing that with some of the pastors later on. But we thank God for what the Lord is doing for this year's 2020 conference and all that he's releasing to many of us in this 2020 conference. And Ty, thank God for you, and just bless the Lord. Continue to keep me in your prayers, thank you, God, because I solicit your prayers immensely, because in this season, I don't share a lot of the tactics going on, but I just continue to press in and the things of God. So we bless the Lord for you all, and keep us in your prayers, keep our families in your prayers as well. We know the Spirit of the Lord God is doing some mighty, phenomenal things for you, and you on today. All right. People of God. All right. If you want to be a blessing tonight, you can go over to our go over to our website, We Restore You. That's the letter U dot O-R-G. We Restore You. The letter U dot O-R-G. We Restore You. That's the letter U dot O-R-G. And click on the donation sign and sow the seed. Or you can go over to Money Sam at RFPIM. That's Cash App. Thank you. Money Sam at RFPIM, and be a blessing. We're known to be a blessing to many. There's many things that's going to be happening. There's many great things that God is going to be doing. And there's many great things that the Lord is going to be releasing. And you all are part of that. you're part of that great event that the Lord is doing. There's going to be many, 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 many great things that God is doing, and you are part of it. Thank you, God. So I want you to know we have not forgotten you at all. We just appreciate you. And thank you for standing with us, standing on the word of God with us, standing on his word and in his word with us. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Thank the God team, our covenant partners who are partners with us, covenant partners, those who are virtual members on here. We bless the Lord for you. Covenant partners, we bless the Lord for you on today. And our family of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, we love you all tremendously. And thank God for you. Foundational people as well. We bless the Lord for you all as well. I tell you, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and how the Lord is doing and how he's blessing us all and covering us all and strengthening us all tonight. All right. Continue to have a victorious day. Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to make sure, do you mind if I, when I share the conference, if I would just ask those that are open to letting God have his way to fast all the way up until the 25th with us?
If they would desire to do that, yes, that's awesome.
Because I want to see the power of God come forth so strong until nobody leaves out the same way they came in. And that everything that God has for everyone, they will get when they come with their cups open wide.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, woman God. Yes, Lord. Thank the God of you. Those who want to continue to stay steadfast with the body and with the people of God, you can definitely do that. We will be standing with you. We'll be bleeding God for you. We're going to have a great Friday night move, and Saturday night move, and Sunday morning move, and a great time in the Lord. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing for his people. Amen. So those of you want to continue to stay steadfast with us during the fast, you can do that as well, too. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to end now. You don't even have to end through the conference. You can continue to stay steadfast with us. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for faith to God on tonight. Amen. So we bless the Lord. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else tonight?
Good evening, Prophet.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, I was calling to get your permission first. I didn't want to ask at first, but I said, well, let me do it anyway and be obedient. Anyone have someone deaf that would like to come to the conference? Is it okay with you if I interpret for them if someone is deaf and like to come, that they would get registered, be there, and let them know that I can interpret for them?
Okay, go ahead. What we got? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got shifted a little bit. Go ahead. You wanted to say something, woman of God? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, is it okay if it's okay with you, that anyone who's deaf that like to come to the conference, to let them know that I'm available to interpret sign language for them, if it's okay with you?
Amen. I think I shared with Administrator Brian. I don't know what she. If Administrator Brian was on, what was her? What did she discuss with you? We'll get a chance to talk off the line about that. Amen. We'll definitely get a chance to do that. Thank you so much, woman God, because we're excited, definitely, what the Lord is doing, and we're excited about this whole entire event. Amen. It's going to be one to behold for the people of God and the faith of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. All right, saints of God. Well, many of you millennials and new ones haven't heard. This is the other side of me that's joining me tonight. My son, Naeem, he's on with me tonight as well. And Naeem going to be, he's going to tell you what he's going to be selling at the conference. So come on in, Naeem, and share with the people what you have. New father to become in a few hours probably, and probably next day. Come on in.
Yeah. We got our baby getting ready to come. Well, he was due today, but he being a little stubborn, so he haven't made his entrance to the world yet. But how's everybody doing today? I will be at the conference this weekend, and I will be selling my clothing line, which is called Laura. Laura stands for Love Overrules All. And this is going to be the first. Now this is going to be the first time it drops, so you guys are going to get some exclusive wear. You guys are going to be the first ones to get to see this. So you guys are going to be the first ones out here with this. So I would advise y'all to go ahead and get this. Why it's fresh and hot like this, because it's going to get ready to be everywhere. Like it's going to go global. I got some good stuff going on with this.
Amen. All right, people of God, you all heard that my son Naeem Matthew, so he's going to be bringing his clothing line to the conference. So we have a booth set up and you can purchase it. If you don't have money now, you can sell the weave and sell some eyebrows and sell some of them socks and sell some of that other stuff and all that other stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Y'all hear me? So y'all can purchase these great items. You know, I got to make y'all laugh a little bit too. Y'all know I got to look for the humor. But anyway, so he's going to be selling his things at the conference. And he's going to be making connections. So if you're a business person and you want to purchase some of his stuff to take back with you to your business, or you want to talk to him about that, you can make an order from him, order some of his products and sell it in your store, sell it in your ministry, be able to sell it. Because I know this is a cutting edge time, and it's divine connection, and God is using my son mightily with his own product and some of the great things that the Lord is doing through him and for him. So come with an expectation, but come with being a blessing as well, too. So many things are going to happen at this conference for many of you, and one of them, he's going to be selling his clothing line. So we're going to – now, tell them what the meaning of your clothing line is again, Naeem.
Okay, so the meaning of the clothing line is Laura, which is – well, Laura is the name of the clothing line, and Laura is the acronym. Each letter meaning something. It's spelled L-O-R-A. Love overrules all. So I really came up with the clothing line when I was going through a real tough patch in my life, and I was down. I was down, and I just needed some love within. So I had to constantly remind myself that love overrules all, even in the midst of the dark state that I was going through in my life. So this is where it birthed from. It has a lot of meaning to me, and I connect with this clothing line a lot. So it's just not clothes to me. It's actually like a deep meaning behind it.
Amen. Wow. Well, we bring it on home. So tonight, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. Definitely going to be blessed. With his clothing line and what the Lord is doing in him and through him and for him on today. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a powerful thing. So don't forget Friday night and Saturday night, and we got some powerful things unveiling Sunday morning as well, too. Great, powerful move of God. Move of the Spirit of the Lord God over this conference today. So continue to keep us in your prayer, keep us in your spirit, and keep us in your heart as we continue to do what we do in the kingdom of God. Anything else you want to release to the people, Naeem?
Well, not really so much to the people, but I did want to say something to you, though, Dad. I want to publicly just wish you a happy Father's Day, an awesome dad and an awesome person in my life. Always, I can always come to you for great advice, and I know you always got my back, and you just showing how much you got my back, even by allowing us to bring our apparel into your conference, because I know how these conferences are. They always rock. They always rock out. So I appreciate that, Dad. And I just appreciate you as my father as well, as the man in my life, man.
Somebody get the tissue, please.
All right, Brother Naeem. Bless you, man. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God. Amen. Give the doctor a few minutes. Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. It's powerful.
Apostle Simmons.
Yes, bless you.
I just want to say, man of God, while I'm reading my prophet Matthew, amen. I want to say to you, man of God, I truly heard that that's what God coming up to this conference, the same exact thing, that it was not just a conference. I know we're saying it because that's what it's, you know, what they initiated. But man of God,
overseer
David.
Yes. Again, yeah, I think you're sounding like you're far away from your phone.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you now.
Okay, I apologize for that. Man of God, I just wanted to say what you said about not being, it's not just being a conference, but a revival. I really see the same thing, man of God. And God has been speaking the same exact thing about this is just going to be, it's like an explosion. An explosion, man of God. Yes, it's an supernatural explosion. I mean, lives. I'm coming to receive. The Holy Spirit spoke to me today and said, I'm sending you not just as a participator, but I'm sending you so you can empty out. So I'm coming. I don't know if Mother Sydney's on the line, and I know I'm not trying to start nothing else, but I'm telling you, I remember some Thursdays ago, Mother Sydney, we got on the line of talking about midwives. It's not by chance, man of God, that God has us standing on the forefront, and then you got all these millennials and generation X's and all these young folks coming. I'm excited, man. Excited. We don't have to wait until we die, come on, for somebody to take over, but we can come on. We can go ahead on and push these children, these beloved forth, man. We can come. I'm excited. I just wanted to add that, man of God, that God has been speaking the same thing to me, that this is just a launching and a birthing forth of this next generation, standing guard, protecting them. I mean, my heart went out to the young lady when she said about the accident, but like, you know, Prophet spoke the word to her, she's still here. Come on. You're still here. Yeah. You're still here. Press your way, beloved. That's all the more reason to press your way to come on down to Chicago. I'm excited. Bless you, man of God.
My God. Bless you, overseer. Bless you. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Doctor. Amen. Bless you, sir. Amen. Amen.
This is Tasha, and I heard what you said. Hi. This is Tasha, and I'm still here. I'm still on the line listening.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Press your way. I promise you, your life will never, ever be the same. You will never, ever be the same in Christ Jesus' name. I need you to understand that just you coming on this line giving your testimony has literally shook hell. I'm telling you, it turned hell upside down, inside out, because what the devil meant for evil, my God, just you being here has turned it around for your good. Listen, you said you were the third car. When you said that, I immediately said that nothing couldn't happen because heaven was backing you up. You said the third. Come on, you're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, girl, was with you this entire time. I'm telling you, press your way. Come on.
Come on, press your way. It's like you're in birthing. You're coming through the birthing canal. You need to press your way. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, your life will never, ever be the same. In Christ Jesus' name, bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I just woke my son up. I want to hear him to listen. And he was in the car with me. And this is my youngest son. He's 14. And, you know, the 14-year-olds, they going through their, you know, he's going through it, being a teenager, you know, just giving me headaches. And you know, he's trying to press through himself. You know, he's one of the fatherless, and I'm trying to teach him this because you don't have a physical father. You got a father in heaven. And I'm just trying to want you guys to pray over him, to give him understanding and give him strength on that he still has his mother. He has a father in heaven. And his name is Jaheim.
What's his name?
Jaheim. Jaheim.
Jaheim.
Yes. He's right here.
All right. Brother Jaheim, bless you on today, young man. Hallelujah. How you doing, Brother Jaheim? Bless you on today. That's all right. We thank God for you on today. And we know that God's hand is upon your life, and his hand is on your life. Amen. And we're standing with your mom and standing with you and bleeding, God, for you and for the breakthrough of your life. My son just brought me to tears because of the things he's sharing with me, and I thank God for him. And we're going to stay connected with you, Jaheim. My son's name is Naeem, so you're Jaheim. So we're going to be praying with you and standing with you, okay?